This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, kicking off the week the correct way. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. I can pronounce that correctly. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048, unless you were looking for advice from Dr. Joy Brown. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In California, one part of a new law that they have, it's called the Gun Violence Restraining Order. This allows an immediate family member to petition a court to have their relative's firearms confiscated. In legal jargon, this is done ex parte, which means without the accused being present. If the judge rules, there is a substantial likelihood that the subject poses a significant danger of harm to himself, herself, or another in the near future by having in his or her custody or control owning, purchasing, possessing, or receiving a firearm, the judge may order the family member's firearms confiscated for 21 days initially, then up to a year after that. Renewable. That can be renewed over and over and over again. That wasn't enough for Assemblyman Phil Ting. He wants to expand the GVRO law via a new bill, AB 2607. This bill would also authorize an employer, a co-worker, a mental health worker who's seen the person as a patient in the last 6 months, or an employee of a secondary or post-secondary school that the person has attended in the last 6 months to file a petition for an ex parte, 1 year, or renewed gun violence restraining order. Now, if that bill becomes law, just about anyone who opposes gun ownership or has some other grudge against a gun owner could file a GVRO. The bar for a danger of harm would be set extremely low. No judge wants to be that guy, a judge who denied a GVRO prior to a firearms-related crime. And penalties for a false report are minor. AB 2607 has been referred to the Public Safety Committee, where hopefully it will die. But the fact that this bill exists at all shows us that the slippery slope argument against the gun control is a thing. If you allow one infringement on Americans' natural, civil, and constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms, and others follow. Interestingly, the following text is also on the bill, though struck through, and this is interesting. Existing law set forth in the Constitution of the United States and the California Constitution establishes certain fundamental personal rights, including, among others, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable seizures and searches, the right to equal protection of laws, the right to due process of law without being deprived of life, liberty or property, the right of a trial by a jury, and the right of a defendant in a criminal case to a speedy public trial. I was actually being facetious with that one. So let's let's weigh these scales, shall we? And listen, California, those of you that listen to me in California, I say this with a heavy heart, but your politicians are sure making life hell for you there. First of all, they want to take everybody that sells a gun to you and require that they become a gigantic server with hard drive space, all kinds of hard drive space, because they're going to... I messed around today just to get an idea of how much space it takes. I got my 4K camera, and I filmed driving down the road from an Ingles to my house, Ingles supermarket to my house. That was a six-minute long drive at speed limit. That was 6 gigabytes of time with a 4K recording. Now, their requirement would be that for every sale that is made, and right now in California, sales are booming. For every sale in California, they want to videotape you doing it. They want to have video surveillance inside gun safes, which means you also have to have lights inside gun safes, which this is going to lead to a whole, this is going to be the smart gun safe. You'll also be able to surf the web on the outside of the safe, because it's going to have so many electronics in it that, I mean, if you dump a cup of coffee on it, you might not ever be able to access your guns again. But first of all, to comply with this law that we're talking about, we're going to have to develop new safes. It's going to be extremely expensive to have all of these cameras, because wherever there can be guns, there will be cameras. And all of this will be recorded as well. And this will also be stored on site for 10 years. And then if by some chance, if some gun seller in California manages to stay alive through all of this, then the needing to have the insurance that nobody sells right now that covers first, second, third, and fourth owners of a gun that might originate at a gun shop using the gun in a crime, well, that will probably put them out of business simply because there's nobody that sells that. I don't know how you comply with something when a product doesn't exist. I guess that's how you crack an Apple iPhone when there's no program to do it, something like that, right? So we're either going to run out, we're going to run all of the gun sellers in California out of business, and then when nobody else can buy guns in California, then we'll just start turning everybody in, because before long, you know, somebody across the road, some kid that knew you in high school, they'll be able to turn you in for a GVRO as well, for a gun violence restraining order. And if I were prone to violence and I wasn't bothering anybody, but I mean, there are people that are prone to violence that don't bother anybody. You know, everybody says he was such a quiet person. I think stripping me of my rights might be something that a passionate person would take offense at. I think that might be the case. And, you know, I might be wrong about that. I don't know. But California, come on now. What do you think you're going to do? First of all, why don't you go after the gang members' guns? Why are you going after the law-abiding citizens' guns? Why are gang members are not buying their guns at the gun shops? Gang members are not buying their guns, they might steal them from people that own them, but, you know. When is somebody going to write a law that actually attacks crime? That's my biggest question. When is somebody going to write a law that actually attacks crime? It's okay to have a law to punish a crime. But so far, all of this proactive pre-crime nonsense that they're trying to pitch my way, all that's doing is just convincing me that I'm never going to California. And that's a shame, because I know some people that are, maybe I can meet them in another state, though. Maybe I can coax the guys from agency to come to South Carolina. Huh! That would be something. California is a mess. It is a mess. And it no sign of abating either. It's just marching on. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Sometimes they will come at us with some things that they think they can snatch everything away from us. This is when we really have to push back hard. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I have a tremendous amount of empathy. In fact, I really don't even know how I quantify it. To have a child, to lose a child in a murderous crime to me is, I don't know how anybody copes. Were that to happen to me, if they did not catch the perpetrator, I would do everything that I'd sell everything I had and do the best I could to track this person down myself. And that wouldn't bring anybody back, and it wouldn't even give me any personal satisfaction. And still, I know I would do it. It would be my undoing. I'm fully aware of that fact, and I'm okay with it. I'm at peace with this thought. However, I would not blame the car or the knife or the gun. I would blame the individual that did the crime. That's because I live in a world of realism. Now, Mark and Jackie Barden, who are parents of 7-year-old Daniel Barden, are attempting to make an argument that the most common rifle sold in the United States year after year should be banned. Coming from the Washington Post, this case is about a particular weapon, Remington's Bushmaster AR-15. And its sale to a particular market, civilians. It is not about handguns or hunting rifles, and the success of our lawsuit would not mean the end of firearm manufacturing in this country. They referring to Bernie Sanders' warning. This case is about the AR-15 because the AR-15 is not an ordinary weapon. It was designed and manufactured for the military to increase casualties in combat. The AR-15 is to guns what a tank is to cars, uniquely deadly and suitable for specialized use only. We have never suggested that Remington should be held liable simply for manufacturing the AR-15. In fact, we believe that Remington and other manufacturers' production of the AR-15 is essential for our armed forces and law enforcement. But Remington is responsible for its calculated choice to sell that same weapon to the public and for emphasizing the military and assaultive capacities of a weapon in its marketing to civilians. I feel for these poor people, and that's as far as it goes. This is a lie. Their attorney is lying. You know, they consider the American people here to be notoriously incompetent. The AR-15, and there's depending on who you talk to, Armalite developed the AR-15 pre-M16, some say, in order to have a weapon, and it was designed for the civilian market to begin with. That's what some people are saying right now. And then the military asked that it be adapted to the military, hence the M16. The AR-15 itself was never meant for the military. The only gun that has ever been, I think, semi-restricted that was put with the military was the M14. Which you just could not fire that full select. You couldn't empty that magazine with a dump because you couldn't control it. It was, 308 is that rifle doesn't do it well. I think maybe the SCAR might, but I don't think that one does. And I love M14. So, here they're saying that even though no nation on this earth fields a semi-automatic AR-15 as a general issue weapon for their military, that it's designed for the military. And this is a false claim, and they must know that it is false. They claim that the AR-15 is uniquely deadly and suitable for specialized use only. That's also a very bald-faced lie. This rifle has some unparalleled versatility. Now, of course, all of it involves shooting, but it's used for hunting. It's used for competition. It's used for self-defense. Lots of reasons to own the rifle. The reason I own one is none of those things. I own one because that gives me somewhat of parity when it comes, not parity, parity, if it comes down to having to face this nation. And that's the only reason I have it. Post continues, citizen demand in particular for AR-15 pattern rifles is especially high in recent years for the most practical of reasons. AR-15 rifles are very modular in nature, depending on the needs and desires of the owner, and AR-15 can be set up in a wide range of configurations. They're common among competition shooters, iron sights, or optics, depending upon the kind of competition. Others prefer a scoped AR-15 with a heavy barrel for medium to long-range target shooting or small-game hunting. AR-15 variants are increasingly common in medium and large-game hunting as well as long-range target shooting. They're also commonly chosen as self-defense, home defense firearms, and many professional firearm instructors and coaches recommend the AR-15 because it offers low recoil, a standard capacity 20 or 30 round magazine, and can be used with rounds that fragment more readily and pose less of a risk of over-penetration compared to most common defensive pistol and shotgun cartridges. And, of course, it is the well-known modern musket. When the Founding Fathers spoke of a well-regulated militia, they did not mean regulations as in restrictions. Mr. and Mrs. Barden should be grieving for their child. I don't know. How do you ever get closure for that? I can't even imagine that happens. I can't imagine what it's like to even live in the same house as they do. Having said that, that doesn't mean that they get to wake up and in their grief and in their pain, wipe out my rights. No. That is not what it means. The AR-15, I've said this more than once, if somebody issues that to me and I'm going into combat, I'm going to switch it around and hit them with it. Because it is not a combat rifle. It really isn't. It could be used, but it is not that. It's designed to not be in combat. That's what it's designed for, because it doesn't have that full selective fire switch on it. That makes a big difference. A mighty big difference. And your pain, Mr. and Mrs. Barden, does not allow you to strip me or anybody in these United States of our rights while you're trying to work your way through this. I wish you luck working your way through this, because you deserve peace, but not at the price of my rights. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit A timeshare release company can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I have a question for you, and for those of you who might listen to me, you might think that I love Donald Trump. I sort of understand that because there's some things that he does that I honestly question what does anybody really want out of a candidate nowadays when he provides it and everybody's wailing about him possibly being a nominee. Now, there are those right now that say that Trump is not sounding like a conservative. Let's look at who we have considered to be a conservative. There are people that considered Rubio to be a conservative. There are people that considered George W. to be a conservative a while back. There are people that considered a great many Republicans to be conservative, only to find out in the end that they weren't conservative, they were just moderate. Go along, get along, Republicans. Not a whole lot of difference between them and their Democratic partners. Of course, the Democrats, much more transparent about their desire for power, their desire to lead, their desire to be in charge. and to have every control of every aspect of our life, unlike the Republicans who've been out there talking the talk. Okay? Now, I'll tell you one thing that I am. I'm very angry at the Republican Party. Very angry at the Republican Party. That being said, along comes Trump. Now, this could have been anybody. This could have been Herman Cain. This could have been H. Ross Perot. This could have been a lot. This could have been Ben Carson or Carly Fiorina. Now, nobody said any of the stuff that that Trump said, though. Perot was scoring with, you know, back in those days, he scored with some one-liners, some that I remember in particular. But overall, everybody out there, the first thing they try to learn how to do is how to sound like a politician. What happens is these guys go out and, you know, Karl Rove is the prototypical consultant. Although he's so good at being a consultant, he has become a newsmaker himself. Nothing more than an advisor, really. But he's the Valerie Jarrett, the David, he's the David Axelrod of the George W. Bush campaign. And these people get out there, and somebody like a Ben Carson that comes in, or somebody like a Carly Fiorina or somebody, they come in there and they're trying to find out what's going to work, because they all want to be elected, right? And all of these political consultants start telling them what to say, and more importantly, at least in their mind's eye, what not to say. I was asked one time, recently, back in last year, I was asked to advise a guy in the middle of the state that wanted to be a sheriff. And I was in on a conference call, and I was actually on speakerphone, and I was the only one out there. But there were his consultant was there. Now this guy, he wanted to be sheriff, and he waited till about 2 weeks out to really start seriously campaigning. But he had a consultant the whole way, paying a consultant the whole way. And the consultant apparently was telling him, "Well, don't worry about doing this, and don't worry about doing that." And I'm in there on this call, and I said, "Well, Sheriff, here's what I would tell you. I would say that if you want to get out away from the rest of the pack, you're going to have to say something that most people would consider to be outrageous." And he said, "Like what?" I said, "Like realizing that the armed populace of your county is what augments and strengthens your deputies." Gasps rang out around the room. That would have been not something anybody ever said. That would have been something. And here's the thing, especially here in my state. In my state, there's a lot of flim-flam people that are politicians. And if somebody's going to be out and pull away from them, somebody's got to be different. Most of these sheriffs, guy wanting to run for sheriff here in Greenville County, South Carolina. He's being very strong about the Second Amendment. He's way out front. Now he's starting to be attacked by the other players. I think this is a sign of strength. Although a lot of people are telling him, all of a sudden these consultants come out of the wings and they start trying to tell him how to be. So, back to Trump. Trump, it's being said that he doesn't sound presidential or he doesn't sound conservative. And who are we to believe on this? Because who have we been listening to all this time? We've been listening to Fox News. Fox News is all up in arms. And I know Megyn Kelly's good looking. And she may be conservative deep down in her core. But the fact of the matter is this. She's in news. And if she wants to be in news and really be in news, then if you're going to be a moderator, maybe you don't... this whole fair and balanced nonsense of getting out there and doing some of the things. We're in it for the country, okay? If you're out there saying, well, for the good of the country, for the good of the country, for the good of the country, do something for the good of the country. Maybe take a back seat and push something out there that's worth doing. I'm not sure it's Donald Trump. I really am not. But I do know this. Everybody before him has sounded exactly like these people say. Everybody that has gotten into office has sounded exactly the way these people say they should. And what have we got for that? What have we gotten for that? In the first, you know, in the first, until what, 2006, we had it all. We had the House, we had the Senate, we had the presidency. What did the Republicans do with it? Nothing. They did nothing with it. We got the Patriot Act. We have all kinds of people spying on us right now today, spying on Americans because we can't possibly have any information the government doesn't know about. Oh, no. But what do we... And we still got people slipping through the cracks. We still got attacks happening here. And you know what? We're going to. We're going to have attacks happening here. The smartest thing to do would be to, drop the spying on Americans apparatus and maybe go after and do some profiling. Do some profiling. I know some police officers that if a call goes out for a certain type of guy, they're not going to stop me because I'm not Hispanic, I'm not Asian, I'm not black, I'm not a lot of things. We need to do some profiling. Oh, Bill, that's racist. No, I'm not saying that we profile a people. We profile individuals. We go looking for the individuals that are the terrorists, the criminals. We go after them. Okay. Trump, you know, okay, he doesn't sound like the prototypical politician. Well, I've had enough of him. I'm willing to roll those dice now. I'm willing to roll those dice. If he's got it, I got it, I'm in, I'll play. Some of you aren't going to like that. I completely understand that, but I'm in it for the fight. I'm in it for the fight. Being in the fight means I don't have the time to sit back on the sidelines. We'll be right back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house?
Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you prepared for the zombie apocalypse? Maybe you had better be. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming out of Florida, their police officers say that the rise of the synthetic high zombies is in full swing. And they're worried, they're seeing an increase in emergency calls related to something called spice. They're seeing a spike in spice overdoses that has been seen by authorities in Tampa, Clearwater, and St. Petersburg. Medical and law enforcement professionals warned last week about the dangerous uptick in this, and police say the people who are making the synthetic drug are changing the ingredients, which means the users have no idea what they're smoking. yeah. Now, this is supposed to be synthetic marijuana, but it's called spice. Police in Tampa say that more people than ever before are taking this drug and then overdosing, as investigators in Clearwater say they've received dozens of calls for people who have had to be rushed to the hospital because of suspected spice use. WTVT reported that Tampa medical and law enforcement professionals warned last week about the dangerous uptick in overdoses that possibly linked to a bad batch of spice that's being sold. Last week, there were three overdoses on Wednesday as the calls for the uses of spice are centered around Crest Lake Park, where a lot of homeless people spend a lot of time there. There's a lot of pictures of this, too. These people are just slumped over. I mean, it's like they just fell wherever they were sitting. As soon as it hit, boom, pow, done. There's a picture of a woman seated on a bench, her head down between her knees, slumped over, arms over her head. Still seated. There's people sprawled out on the ground and everywhere, just all over the place. There's video of the police in Clearwater where they're trying to speak to unresponsive individuals about how long ago they've taken their spice. And these people don't respond. They're just laying there. They might look at them. According to, Major Ed Gandy of the Clearwater Police, he said this is unprecedented. He says it looks like one of our zombie movies. He added that he had 15 people walking around in various states of incapacitation. Resident Jerome Freeland, 29, told the UK Daily Mail online that he walks by Crest Lake Park daily when he takes his dog for a walk or heads to the welding and fabricating business he owns. He says it's mainly the homeless people that are using the drug, and he believes they're using something stronger than spice called That Disney or Floca. They go buy this drug with money that people give them and then sit around the parks and other places smoking the drug, getting high, and then basically passing out. There's zombified homeless people on drugs, and I've seen people fall out around my place from the usage of it. He added that business owners around him constantly go out to provide water to people who appear to be on spice so they won't get too sick and die. He explained that he's witnessed people who've used the drug in the area become violent and attack others. Now we're getting into something else altogether. Freeland's account of violent behavior exhibited by spice users coincides with that, with what investigators say is happening. According to WTVT, officers have encountered violent individuals as well as those having convulsions and several who are just completely unresponsive. Police spokesman Rob Shaw told WTVT, "We've noticed a serious uptick of spice incidents lately that have turned into medical calls and has become a serious drain on resources for the police department, for the fire department, and then in turn for doctors, say at Morton Plant Hospital where the patients end up." You wonder when somebody's going to die from a heart attack and die from this. St. Petersburg Police Department said dispatchers answered several calls for individuals needing medical assistance, as it's suspected they may have had some extreme reactions to spice in the last few days. Officers in that area suspect that people near the St. Vincent de Paul shelter were using it, but are conducting lab tests to confirm it. Authorities say they're trying to find a solution to the increase of spice-related cases as they're teaming up to work on a solution to fix the problem. Good luck with that. Here's the problem. Here's the problem that you and I have to face. I don't know how far north that has come from Florida. I don't know if it's in my state, for example. However, one of the reasons that we train to shoot until the threat is nullified is because of something like this. Because these drugs do not affect. What may knock somebody out may make somebody else very violent. These drugs affect people different ways. Always have. Always are going to. There's always going to be a segment of people that react badly to something. And even Dr. Wheeler or Dr. Dean from DRGO, any of them would tell you that just about any medicine that you put in your body, any medicine that you put in your body, to a certain degree, is a poison if you don't take it in the proper dosage. Or sometimes, even if you take it in the proper dosage. So these drugs that are purely designed to get somebody stoned have got to be bad because they're doing something to the brain. They're making the brain not fire exactly the way it's supposed to. They're putting them in some sort of a state, and that is never going to turn out good. Now, where does this become a gun issue? It becomes a gun issue like in Florida, also in Metro Dade, where they had the guy that either was eating spice or bath salts or whatever it was he was smoking, whatever it was he took. The cannibal guy that I always refer to. This is the guy that took 8 shots from a Glock 22 to kill him. 8 shots. For some reason, nobody ever brought that cop on charges, and nor should they have, because he shot that guy till he stopped coming at him. And until he stopped eating the other guy's face. You know, he's trying to protect life and limb. 8 shots from a necked down 10 millimeter to stop an assailant on drugs. This is why. Hey, look, I've been carrying a single stack lately myself. I've been carrying my Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, which on its best day is holding 9 rounds. And all 9 of those rounds are the most expensive, exotic, self-defense, bust-up, explode-in-the-body rounds I could find. For those days when See, now here in the chat room, Raven is saying, Floka's here and Spice has been here. Purple Haze on 123 and Easley and then Clemson were selling Spice for over a year before it got closed. There you go. It's here in South Carolina. It's probably everywhere. It's probably everywhere. This is why I say carry a double stack if you can. Carry a double stack if you can. Have enough ammo on hand if you need it. The zombie apocalypse isn't, well, currently, it isn't a virus, and it isn't something in the air, and it isn't something introduced by an alien presence. It's something you smoke. It's something a bunch of sad people smoke for escapism. And then if things really get bad, then they turn violent. Violent. And therein lies the biggest of all the problems. That is a huge problem. And being ready to deal with something like that, bad enough to just for it to be in your neighborhood, I can't imagine what that would be like. And there's nothing we can do about it. Something that's this becomes something where it's like the police in Florida are saying somebody's going to die from this, and then maybe somebody will do something about it then. But nowhere in that article did I hear any sort of a, although I'm sure they're doing it. I'm not going to get out there and say they're not, but I'm sure there's some concerted effort to find who's cooking this stuff, as there should be. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating a fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Evolution. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.